Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Bill is my name, and I'm an alcoholic. Thank you. I'm an alcoholic. I'm sober because of this program, and somebody cared. You know, keeping it simple, I've listened to you all. And I'm very similar. The aggression, the arrogance, totally impossible to surrender. That was me when I came to Alcoholics Anonymous. And I too had a sponsor that cared enough about me to, he understood, like we do understand one another. And he said, you know, God has given us, try to give us a message. He gave us a mouth and two ears, didn't he? He said, listen, listen. Listen to the, there is a message there. Now, when I got sober, there was three people around Essendon. I belonged to the Essendon group. And we never had a group at that time. But we used to get, there wasn't too many groups around Melbourne. And this man told me that to cut it down to a manageable proportion a day at a time. And that was the way that I went for some time, because I was a bender drinker and I didn't know whether this program was working for me or not. I'd been in that situation many, many times. A doctor that had nursed me back to health, a wife that had looked after me, a mother that had said, and you know, when I was sober a little while, I went and I got all of the ulcers taken out of here, you know, the guts. It was full of holes because I didn't eat right, I didn't sleep right, and I was a failure in all departments of life, you know, as a man, a husband, a father, and a drunk. I couldn't even drink right. Because booze, as long as I can ever remember, from taking that first drink, meant so much to me. And I became a compulsive drinker. And looking back at the age of 24, 25, when anything important came up in my life, and booze was anywhere around, I would go to the booze before I went to the important thing. And that was when I was at a young age. And I suffered badly, but yet I came back to the drink. I'd be nursed back to health. I was a bender drinker. I was nursed back to health again, and with all the promises to others that I'd be different. It never was, because I was out in that world going 100 miles an hour without any destination whatsoever. I worked for a job that I'd got. And of course, anything else that I'd ever done in my life, I had to be number one. And out of 100 odd, I don't know, 110, 120 people, Bill finished number one. And I know at that stage in my life, my dad told me at 15 when he found me drunk. He said, you're no good, you're not going to do any good in this world. Because I'd been a renegade at school and I'd fought everything, fought life. And I felt then that I could say to Dad, said, well, there you are, look at this, the ego that was in me. I got it, I got drunk and I couldn't work at it. I just couldn't work at it. And you know what happens in the alcoholic home, and you know what, I had a brother that was a Skid Row man. We didn't do things in our family. That wasn't the way we lived. But Joe died, an alcoholic. And how do you tell an 87-year-old mother? She said, look what's happened to you. Can't you give it to Joe? We tried, but he didn't ever get it. That's the sadness of this disease of alcoholism. Keeping it simple was a day at a time with me. It was I think that one of the things that I did know was the self-will that I had within me, that unless I found some place to put this and let somebody else or something else manage my life, you know, I was in hell with my head on. I'd be back there. And gradually, a day at a time, this happened. I had a way that I'd be going through my day, and I eventually went back to the job that I'd got, and I had a bit of authority, and I had to watch that too. Because I was a perfectionist, and I needed and wanted things done the way that I wanted them done, you know. I found out different. This was part of my trouble, a big part of it. You know, I had to learn to live out in that world, not the world to live out with me, the way I wanted it. Now, that wasn't easy for somebody that had lived for so long as I'd done. And I would take an inventory of a night when I got to bed and find out what sort of a day I had. And this was the way that I improved. I feel I improved this way. It wasn't complicated, it was simple. And I found out the mistakes that I'd made and said, by hell, you didn't do too good a job of that, did you? Perhaps next time when this comes up, you'll handle it a little better. It meant that I admitted that I was wrong, something that I could never ever do. And I would do something about it. And this has been the growth in me for 32 years. I like, as Ross said, something about humility, you know. That is something that I knew that I had to get. Now, it wasn't easy, and I haven't always got it now either. Especially when you're trying to run a convention, you know, the things that you feel it should go right, and they don't. But it's been a wonderful, wonderful experience, you know, for all of us. And for the people that were on that committee, they're marvellous people. You know, I've been involved in service in Alcoholics Anonymous for a long, long while. From the beginning, from the, you know, sweeping the floor at the groups. And I've always tried to keep it simple, and this hasn't been easy. You know, I know that one of the things that I've hoped to get rid of, or got rid of out of my life, is to fight. I don't fight any longer. I have surrendered. And there's people out there that I feel sort of bait a little. Unknowingly, they don't do this normally. And I've had a little bit of trouble in that area too, as somebody said here today. I've had a little bit of trouble there. But it doesn't last long, you know, because I know that if I have any problem, that I should go talk about it. I've got a wonderful life. The things that have happened to me just could not happen. You'd feel that there's no way could I've got to where I am today without you people, because somebody cared. Somebody cared enough to say to me, as Frank Hanran, the sponsor of mine, he's been dead somewhere around about 25 years, Frank. And he said, Bill, you don't have to live that way if you don't want to. Now, I was extremely sick at that time, and I'd been extremely sick for years. Oh, I had periods when I wasn't drinking, but I could stop. I'd be nursed back to health, but I couldn't stop from starting. And when my time came to drink, come hell nor high water, I would drink. I heard a lady talk here about getting up and coming from down Mornington. It's beautiful to be with us. I can remember driving a car 53 miles to get a drink. You know, all of us, 53 miles. I can remember telling lies and doing all the things that I needed to get a drink. It was important. And this is gone. This is the miracle of Alcoholics Anonymous. This is the miracle of sobriety. You know, I'm so grateful that I can be that you can be part of my life too. I've known a lot of yous for a lot of years, and I love you all too. And with that I'll go, because I have I've got to have a meeting at 4 o'clock, and thank you all for coming. Thank you.